With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There is some promising news for retirees. Social Security Administration partially backtracking on its plan to require in-person identity checks. Greg Clugston reports.
The SSA recently announced it would require all new and existing beneficiaries to travel to a Social Security field office to verify their identity. After a public outcry, the agency made some changes to that plan. It now says people applying for Social Security disability insurance, Medicare, or supplemental security income who are not able to use the agency's website can complete their claim over the phone. But other SSA applicants will still be required to verify their identities at a field office starting next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, many people want to know, now that Congress has passed a continuing resolution keeping Uncle Sam running, what do they do with savings created by cuts made by DOGE? Brandon Arnold is Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union. He says that lawmakers do have some options.
Yes, they could play with these numbers a little bit, and they could build in some of the savings that are going to accrue from the DOGE cuts, some revenue gains that could occur because of tariff increases. All of these things could be built into the baseline if they choose to do so.
Arnold appearing on the Salem News Channel. Authorities in New York City say a motorist facing manslaughter charges following an incident that left three people dead. Police say a 32-year-old woman was speeding and driving recklessly when she fatally struck a young mother and her children at a crosswalk. Major fires in western North Carolina and South Carolina. Hundreds of firefighters from all across the United States are there to help battle those blazes. This is SRN News. Faith-based food pantries feeling the pinch of the administration's funding cuts and freezes.
Two Agriculture Department programs that assist schools and food banks are being reduced by at least $1 billion. As a result, food banks across the country, already strained by rising demand, say they will have less food to distribute. The church-based Trinity's Table in Charleston, West Virginia, told Reuters that their deliveries used to fill an 18-wheeler truck, but now they're receiving just a few boxes from the USDA. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Relief groups continue providing assistance to residents recovering from deadly weather that recently struck several states. Samaritan's Purse working very closely with local churches and officials to help those relief efforts. The Christian Humanitarian Agency also responding to needs in Oklahoma, where wildfires recently destroyed 100 homes. This is SRN News. Presidential portrait story continues.
Filling the empty space on the wall of presidential portraits in the Colorado Capitol with a new painting of Donald Trump could take time after the one he disliked was taken down. Legislative leaders will meet at some point to decide how to replace the painting that was removed. It's not clear when the lawmakers will have a chance to make decisions on the new painting. The legislature is focused now on the state budget. John Scott reporting.
Well, President Trump says a tree that is nearly two centuries old will have to be removed from the White House grounds because it's deteriorating and beginning to rot. He adds it is a safety hazard. The Southern Magnolia stands on the south side of the building, and officials say President Andrew Jackson brought the tree's seeds from his home near Nashville, and it was planted in honor of his wife, Rachel, who died shortly before he took office in 1829. More details at SRNnews.com.